John chapter 16, verse 33. This is the night that Jesus was crucified, and he was telling this to his apostles. And he said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world." The message of the resurrection is a message of hope. Man's greatest enemy is death. Whether you be a great man or a small man, you will die someday. Death faces us all as our greatest enemy. But the only hope that mankind can cling to is the fact that a young Jewish boy from Galilee went and did what no other man ever did. He raised himself from the dead to die no more. He conquered death. And the message of the resurrection is a message of hope. It tells us that Jesus Christ, God the Son, became a man because we were all sinners. None of us could save ourselves. And God cannot forgive sin unless it's been paid for in full. God sent His Son to become a man, to die on a tree, on a hill called Calvary, 2,000 years ago, right outside of Jerusalem. And after dying a horrible death on that cross, 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. The message of hope is that the salvation that I don't deserve, the salvation that you don't deserve, the salvation that we can't earn for ourselves, we all deserve the flames of hell. The message of hope from the resurrection is, if we trust in the One who hung on that cross for our sins and rose from the dead, then as He conquered death for Himself, He will also conquer death for you and I. Those who trust in Jesus Christ and in Him alone will not be put to shame. The day will come when He will raise our bodies from the grave as He raised His own from the grave. And so in the resurrection, the empty tomb, we have a message of hope, the only hope that this planet has. In the meantime, what does most of the world do? Most of the world goes dancing. Most of the world sits down and watches NFL football. And I'm not against NFL football, but don't make that your God. But most of the world, you know, you just get into your career or your marriage or whatever. Just anything to divert your attention from the fact that you will die someday and you don't know what comes after that. Well, the Bible says you can be sure because there is One who has come, who took our punishment for us, died for us, and on the third day, He rose from the grave. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we thank You, Lord, that You not only sent Your Son to die on a cross for our sins and to save us and rose Him from the dead, but that You also left behind eyewitness testimony, that You also left behind evidence so that even the doubting Thomases of our day could receive evidence and make that choice to trust in Jesus alone for salvation. Lord, I pray that each and every person here would recognize that no matter how much evidence we receive, and the evidence is there, it is clear, it is strong, but no matter how much evidence we receive, we still must make a choice. So I pray that each person in this room today would recognize that we are sinners, we cannot save ourselves, and that there is no way we can get to heaven on our own. But that Jesus Christ was a man who lived 2,000 years ago. He claimed to be God. He healed the sick. He performed miracles. He cast out demons. And then He said He would die for the sins of mankind. And after a horrible death, 3 days later, He raised Himself from the dead and appeared to His disciples over a period of 40 days, presenting evidence that He had in fact risen from the dead. So I pray that each and every person here would recognize that we cannot save ourselves and that we need to trust in Jesus Christ and to trust in Him alone. He took our punishment for us. He conquered death for us. And so that there is no other person that we can turn to for salvation except the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb who was slain for our sins, and the Lion of the tribe of Judah who will someday return to this planet in power and glory to rescue His church and defeat His enemies. I pray, Lord, that when we look to the empty tomb, we see the full impact of it, that our graves someday will also be emptied by the One who raised Himself from the dead 2,000 years ago. And so I pray that each person here would trust in Your Son Jesus for salvation. I pray that if there's anyone here who doesn't know Jesus, they would say this prayer after me. And for those of us who already believe, that we would repeat these words just to recommit our lives to Your Son Jesus. Lord, I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. But I know that Your Son Jesus became a man and died on the cross for my sins. I ask Jesus to forgive me and to save me and to guide me throughout my life. In Jesus' name, amen.